Hello and welcome to Real Leadership, Life, Love, and Leadership. I'm Tom Ray, and joining with me on the line is Bert Koppel. Say hello, Bert.
Hey, good morning, Tom, and everybody that's listening. Great to be with you today.
Wow. So here we are once again in the middle of a pandemic, and we're coming out like a phoenix through the ashes. And looking forward to getting our lives back to normal. I guess I'm prophesying that at this point. Anyway, we always like to start off with an attitude of gratitude. So, Bert, do you have something that you're thankful for today?
Today I'm just thankful for my bed and the way it provides me with a great place to sleep and to rest. And I cannot wait to get back in my bed at some point today to take a nap since we're all doing this stay at home thing. So I'm thankful that I have a place to rest my head and to and yeah, I'm just thankful for my bed.
All right. Sleep and heavenly peace.
That's right.
Yeah. So I guess I'm thankful for technology that enables us to have social contacting without actually touching. And what a time in history going through the pandemic that we are going through to experience the craziness that's going on, but yet we are so connected in so many different ways. And I'm so thankful for technology that we can do that.
Absolutely.
Hi, it's Tom Ray of Real Leadership Company, and I want to tell you about Anchor. It's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Then there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. And Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
So, we have been doing masterminds to bring everybody up to speed on John Maxwell's book, Put Your Dream to the Test. And by the way, everyone is still invited to join us on that. They can go to realleadershipcompany.com to get more information about that, or jump over to our Facebook page. Again, go to realleadershipcompany.com and click on the Facebook link there. That would be the easiest way to get you there and see what's going on. We're having a great discussion around the book, as I said, and it's fantastic. So, Bert, what I want to do is keep this short and sweet today and see if we can do a kind of a highlights reel of what's been going on in our masterminds. Do you have anything to share on that note?
I mean, let me, the biggest thing is obviously it's, first of all, it's based off of John Maxwell's book, Put Your Dream to the Test. And so it's a great book. You should pick it up. You can get it on Kindle, I think, for like $7 right now and get the digital version of it. But it all starts off, we started talking about chapter one, and it's really, really discusses the ownership question, right? The ownership question, which basically asks us, is it your dream or is it somebody else's dream? And we had to start there because a lot of times we found out in our discussion, a lot of times we're all stuck in jobs or we're all stuck in positions that ultimately wasn't really a choice on our part. A lot of times we get into these positions and these jobs because our parents encourage us to go down a certain route, or our grandparents said, hey, you might be good at this. And so but we took what other people said about us, what other people thought about us. And that's what we ended up building our entire careers off of. And so that got people to think a little bit about, man, is this really what I want to be doing, or am I doing someone else's dream? And that can be a real challenge because if it's not your dream, it's hard to be passionate about it or to stay passionate about it, unless, of course, you're just doing it for the money. And so that got some conversation started in the group. Well, what did you think about that, Tom?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that knowing what it is that we want to do, and unfortunately, there's a lot of folks that don't know, that haven't
right.
taken the time to dream, or they're dreamless. I don't have the quote right in front of me, but it was talking about in John's book about what's worse than not having a nickel is not having a dream.
Right.
Something to that effect. And so we need to just stop for a moment and take time to dream. And especially in this current situation that we're in our country right now, in fact, pretty much all around the world, we're experiencing rebirth and reemergence into everything's going to be different coming out of this.
Yeah.
And chances are the companies that currently exist may not exist, and new ones may exist as a result of this, who have taken the initiative to seize the opportunities that's come around them. It was kind of something we laughed about and joked about, but this kid in school, he was what was it? He was sent home from school because he was selling squirts of hand sanitizer to his classmates.
Right. You know, now the joke's on the school because he's out of school for the rest of the year.
Yeah. And so, but, you know, he was seizing the opportunity.
Right.
And so many of companies are seizing opportunity to do something where they can be effective. General Motors is making ventilators, and breweries are making hand sanitizer. And just so many things are happening right now and developing. And we can sit back and just watch the time go by, or we can jump in and seize the opportunity, you know, read that book, or, you know, develop that next new feature that America is waiting for.
Right.
And not sit back and say, well, because I don't have this or that, or because I'm not able to get out of my house, or whatever the case may be, that we just sit back and watch time go by. But what an opportunity we have to make a difference in our world. And you know what? I think that as we can excel so much better if we're doing something that will help other people.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yep.
Why don't you give us a highlight on that, helping other people in regards to seizing the opportunities that have been around us in this past couple of weeks?
Yeah, I know with our company, we've had to, you know, we had to find ways to get personal protective equipment for our caregivers who go into seniors' homes. And so we've had to hire... we looked to hire some people who lost their jobs 2 weeks ago and were able to sew. And so we, you know, temporarily hired them to sew masks for us to get to our caregivers. So we were able to take people unemployed and re-employ them and give them a sense of purpose to provide protection and safety to our caregivers in the homes. That's just, you know, one way to do it. And yeah, we talk about, you know, dreams and how you have to own the dream. It has to be your dream. And these tough times create opportunities to formulate new dreams or to launch off of old dreams. We've been talking about how success does not breed creativity, right? When we're successful, the creative juices don't flow because we tend to just continue to do the same things over and over again that we've always been doing to be successful. But man, all of a sudden when times get tough, when things get challenging, that is when the creative juices start to flow. And when we get creative, we start to come up with some crazy ideas. We start to think, man, these are some unique things. And John Maxwell says in chapter one that there are some but statements, right? And he says there's essentially three but statements or excuses that we use to not pursue our dreams. And so the first one is we say dreams don't come true for ordinary people, right? And we talked about in the group how it's nothing but ordinary people who create amazing dreams. Everybody is ordinary when they're first born, no matter what their pedigree, no matter who they're born to, they're ordinary, right? The second excuse is if a dream isn't big, it's not worth pursuing. Well, we talked about that. It doesn't have to be big. It just has to be bigger than you for us to pursue that dream, to grow into the dream. And then the third excuse he talks about is now is not the time to pursue my dream. Then the question is, if now is not the time, when is the time? People always say, "Oh, I'm going to start that diet on Monday," or I'm going to take that trip next year," or "I'm going to start a business when I have enough money." Well, the truth is Monday never comes. Next year is never going to get here, and you're never going to have enough money to start a business. You just have to start it. So if now is not the right time to pursue your dream, when is it? When will the timing be right for you? And really just review those three questions, those three excuses, those but statements to say, hey, why can't I start a dream? Why can't I take ownership of what I want to do? And so once you get those three questions answered, then you start to be more honest with yourself to say, okay, now is a good time to do this. And I'm telling you right now, like you just said, Tom, everything's going to change after this pandemic winds down. Nothing's going to be the same. I saw a news story yesterday that talked about how retail businesses were already on the decline prior to this. You know, Macy's just furloughed over 100,000 employees nationwide. I mean, I can't fathom that concept. Macy's furloughed 100,000 employees nationwide. And we already knew that many of these Macy's stores were underperforming and not doing well. They were talking about closing many of them to begin with. This pandemic may have just given them a reason to say, you know what, we're going to close down half our stores, or we're going to become less relevant to the American public because of this. And look who's hiring right now: Amazon, Walmart, all of these places that have strong online presence are growing in the middle of a pandemic because they were forward thinking. And instead of this being a natural slow death for the retail industry, now we're seeing a huge, massive move. To simply move away from retail and go to all online. And it all happened overnight as opposed to it happening slowly. So do you believe in your dream? Is it the right time? Because some of these places, they missed the boat. And, we're going to see huge changes to the landscape here just in a matter of a couple weeks or months.
Yeah. Wow. Absolutely. I mean, I'm sure that just by those statements you said, it's jogging things in people's minds right now.
Yeah.
In regards to all this, because it is happening, and it's happening around us. You know, I was thinking about making a trip that I made to Greenfield Village. It's a historical place that we go to and visit here in Michigan. And walked into their general store, and the gentleman behind the counter, he said, "You know what? This was the Walmart of our day. You know, being back in the early 1900s or whatever."
Right.
And he said these got replaced by the Walmarts and the Amazon.coms and so forth. And he said the reason why is that's because that's what people want.
Mm-hmm.
And so whether we like it or not, this is where we are.
Yeah.
And on another side of that coin, thank God that we started, that someone started doing online merchants.
Yep.
Because it's made it possible for us to do what we're doing right now, to have someone show up at our house with fast food or order something online that gets shipped right to our house, and it's just a different way of doing things, obviously.
Sure.
And it can promote anti-socialism or anti-socialing, however you want to say that, but at the same time, it connects us like we're connected right now. And someone had a great idea to come up with a system where two people could talk, or 100 people, if you're using a Zoom platform, could talk together and have meetings and not even leave the comfort of our home. I heard yesterday that there's been an uptick on sales of tops for people, like women just getting blouses and things of that nature because they're doing meetings from home and they're probably in their shorts or in their pajama bottoms and they only have to look nice from the waist up. And so that's kind of the climate that we're in. And I've seen some other funny things where people say, well, I'm going to get dressed in order to go to the living room. just things like that. Anyway, the point is that we're living in maybe one of the most exciting times in art history. Seize on opportunities that are around us instead of just, worrying and freaking out about what's happening around us, keeping a calm, cool head and seizing the opportunities that are around us. I think that's really great. And you know what? I want to throw this out there. Everybody needs to know that we're probably going to fail and probably going to make mistakes. But there's a motto in the John Maxwell team that is jump and build your wings on the way down. And we'll never know unless we try.
That's right.
And so we need to jump out and do that. Listen to this. There's a statement here. It says, believe in your vision for the future, even when others don't understand you. Right? Believe in your vision for the future, even when others don't understand you. Believing in yourself when others don't. And that's about it right here. Just being believing in yourself and believing that this dream that you have could be something, could amount to something, and taking a chance and grabbing hold of your dream and see what happens.
Absolutely.
Am I right?
No, you're absolutely right. You're right.
So we had wrapped up in our and even wrapping up this call too, we had wrapped up our last mastermind on the clarity question. Do I see or clearly see my dream? Right? Is my dream in focus? And if you were to look through a scope or a pair of binoculars and you got to twist that little dial in order to gain focus, is our dream in focus? Because a clear dream makes the general idea that we had very specific. We kind of know what we're shooting for. There's a statement here. It says, I would like to learn a foreign language, right? And that's cool. But by saying I will study Chinese for 1 hour a day for a year, that means I'm bringing it into focus. I'm putting legs on this thing. I want to see it come to pass. And so I'm not just talking about it, but I'm doing something to make it happen. And James. A book by James Clear. It's called Atomic Habits. It's fantastic and practical to get you pointed in the right direction. And here's a question. Have you allowed the things that inspire you, music, books, movies, memories, and et cetera, to contribute positively to the creation of your dream? Okay, so the reason why I brought up James Clear's book, Atomic Habits, is because he suggests that we put things in front of us to remind us to think about or to change our habit or to create a habit. So in this case, we're talking about dreams. So what can we put in front of us that will continually put our dream before us? What can we do that will cause us to think about or take initiative on our dream? Instead of just again, just sitting back and think about the dream, but actually putting legs to it and stepping out and seeing what can happen in that.
Absolutely.
And so, and I guess the the more that we see our dream, and I think I shared this in the mastermind, when we buy a new car, right? We don't notice those cars on the road until we buy one.
Right.
And then once we do, there's a million of them on the road.
Sure.
And that's what begins to happen as we begin to think about our dream and think about the different components that can be a part of this dream or the different people that could help make this dream come true. We begin to see them because now we're putting focus and attention on our dream. And it causes great opportunities to come our way because they could have been there all along, but because we weren't paying attention, we missed them. And so right now we're forced as a nation and perhaps the world to take a second look because life is not like it used to be at the moment. We can't go into a diner and sit there and read the newspaper and eat breakfast like we once did. That's not happening right now. And who knows how long that will be until that can happen again.
And not only that, but I mean, the diner that you used to sit in may not be around anymore when this is done. And people who are working from home today, you may not be going back to the same job that you had. You may have the same job, but you may not step foot back into an office again as businesses are starting to realize that they can do a lot more from home and they don't need to have a 6,000 square foot office. They could do it with 3,000 square feet. Everything is going to change on the other end of this pandemic. What's not going to change is the desire for people to dream and to work for themselves and to achieve more. And right now is the time to be thinking about that and pursuing those opportunities and getting your mindset right so that you can capitalize on the other side of this for what it is you want to do. So we just encourage you guys, man, join us this coming Saturday. Saturday, April the 4th, at 10 a.m. You can find the link to the Zoom meeting on our Facebook page. You can click on that link. All you have to do is give us your name and your email address. You're registered. You'll then get sent a link. We go for about an hour and a half from 10 to 11:30 Eastern time every Saturday morning. And it's been awesome. And this next week, we'll be looking at chapter 3 from John Maxwell's book, Put Your Dream to the Test, The Reality Question. And that's where we really focus on the question of, am I depending on factors within my control to achieve my dream? So we're going to be looking at that to see, can we really take your dream, put it to the test, and start talking about how do we put this thing into reality and put it into motion for you. So we encourage you guys to join us. It's absolutely free, doesn't cost anything. We've had a great number of people joining us each Saturday to really work on themselves. This is the time to do it. You're stuck at home, you can't go anywhere. Take an hour and a half out of your week to invest in your dreams and see what it is you can do to start building that for the future. So join us on Saturday. Again, facebook.com/realleadershipcompany. Click on that link, register for the class, and be ready to go Saturday morning at 10 a.m. We're looking forward to seeing you all there.
Yes, and this next week coming up, or this weekend, was supposed to be the final week, but we're considering on extending it. And so this may be a great opportunity for those who haven't joined us yet, to really be a part of a community of other dreamers. And it's in a safe environment. It's a place where we can share, and you can talk, you can be on video, or you can just chat. So it's a perfect place for you to come and kind of crack open your dream and share it with us. By the way, in the last meeting that we had, we encouraged people to write down their dream, and perhaps share that with the group this week. So we encourage you to sit down and write out your dream and maybe have something that you can share with us. Or if you're just looking for more information on how to even develop or exercise that muscle to dream, join us this weekend. Bert, is there anything
Oh
else?
man, just continue to dream, pursue your dream, and invest in your dream. And when you do, you'll start to see some amazing fruit come from that. So join us as we want to help you guys pursue your dreams.
Right on. And for more information, you can join us at realleadershipcompany.com. There you'll find everything related to our leadership and what we do. And Bert and I are both certified as John Maxwell coaches, speakers, and trainers. And we're happy to assist you in any way in your personal life or your business or your church or ministry. So let us know about that. And then, of course, the link there to our Facebook page where you can find information about this upcoming mastermind. So without further ado, thank you for being a part of Life, Love, and Leadership. We'll talk to you next time.